This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Today is World AIDS Day, with organizations around the world highlighting the need to support those living with and affected by HIV, the virus that causes the disease, while also remembering those who have died. This year's event comes amid the global coronavirus pandemic, which UNAIDS says has made it more difficult for those living with HIV to access health care and other services, while also highlighting issues such as inequality and stigma. Dr. Sinead Delaney-Mortuelle is a research director at the Reproductive Health and HIV Institute, University of Witwatersrand, and she says sub-Saharan African women remain particularly vulnerable.
So we understood that it's really important to develop new HIV prevention choices particularly for women. And that's because about 59% of new HIV infections in sub-Saharan Africa are occurring in women, and young women in particular are worst affected. So
the agency is calling on governments to boost investment and action on HIV and other pandemics. It says there were better health and social safety nets in place, the world would have been better able to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Iran says it will give a response with maximum pain to those responsible for the killing of a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist last month. Moshe Fakhrizadeh, who headed a program that Israel and the West have alleged was a military operation looking at the feasibility of building a nuclear weapon, was killed on Friday in an ambush on the outskirts of Tehran. Iran has blamed the killing of the nuclear physicist on Israel, which has long waged a covert war against Tehran and its proxies in the region. Israeli officials have declined to comment on the killing, and no one has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan says its forces have entered the Lachin district, the last of three handed back by Armenia, as part of a deal that ended 6 weeks of fighting over the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region. The deal was signed on November the 9th by Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Russia. The ministry also released a video showing a tank flying the Azerbaijani flag and leading a column of trucks along a road at night. Azerbaijan lost control of Lachin during a war with Armenia in the early 1990s as they transitioned into independent countries amid the breakup of the Soviet Union. The Trump science advisor, who clashed with top government experts over the coronavirus pandemic, is leaving his White House job. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
Stanford neuroradiologist Scott Atlas had no formal experience in either public health or infectious diseases when President Trump began leaning on him for COVID-19 advice. Atlas broke with experts and scientific consensus in criticizing masks, lockdowns, and just how the virus is spread. This was Atlas 3 months ago.
If everybody in the world is asymptomatic and they test positive, well, so what?
And Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday in a Facebook event.
The infection in the community level now is driven by people who are without symptoms.
A White House official says Atlas resigned as his temporary government assignment ended. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are set to introduce the top economic officials they've picked for their administration at an event a little later on today. The incoming president and vice president first made their picks public in a statement on Monday, including the choice of former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. The economic team will face the immediate challenge of handling the effects of the coronavirus pandemic on the world's largest economy. Now, Mr. Biden has named Neera Tanden, currently president of the Center for American Progress, a liberal Washington public policy research and advocacy group, as director of the government's Office of Management and Budget. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam stressed she had no regrets in restoring Hong Kong from the chaos of the 2019 protest movement through the implementation of the territory's national security law.
We were hit by riots and violence that has caused, that has endangered not only the safety of this city, but also national security.
Beijing imposed the security law in Hong Kong in June. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.